German aircraft carried out a number of attacks on Great Britain last night. The raids, which lasted for several hours...
On the 14th of November 1940, Coventry was subjected to a devastating air raid, killing hundreds of civilians. At the time, very few people knew that Churchill could have been warned. And more than 30 years later, an enduring myth was born. It was believed that he'd sacrificed Coventry to protect the ultra-secret, that Bletchley Park was reading Germany's most secret communications. In this month's episode of the Bletchley Park podcast, we delve into how that myth came to be, and we dispel it with help from German Air Section veteran Sir Arthur Bonsall and Bletchley Park's research historian, Dr. David Kenyon.
The myth is born in 1974 when F.W. Winterbottom wrote his book, The Ultra Secret. He said in his book that Bletchley were regularly reading the relevant Luftwaffe traffic, and on the day they knew which targets were to be bombed. He claimed that the name Coventry was actually spelled out in an Enigma message, and that as a consequence of that, Churchill knew that Coventry was going to be bombed, but he was so worried about the Enigma secret getting out that he decided to let it be bombed and basically not tell anyone.
Up on the top roof and the lower roofs and the ground floor, we waited. Bomb after bomb, incendiary bomb, fell. And we fought them with what we could, the equipment we had, one after the other. And then, finally, a group of three fell on the roof and the fire blazed up and we had no more sand and no more water and practically no more strength to go on. The fire got a complete grip of the roof and burnt from roof to roof and all the pews blazed up, a great inferno inside. I think we all tried to do our best. The fire service was simply magnificent. By about 1:30, the whole thing was gutted, the pillars in the middle and the great grand arcade fell down and the nave of the cathedral was no more.
More or less as soon as people who were involved started reading the myth in various sources, they challenged it straight away. A detailed account is in R.V. Jones's book, Most Secret War, that came out in 1978. And he was involved with Bletchley's interception of the communications to do with navigation beams. So he was really right there front and centre in the story, in a way that Winterbottom perhaps wasn't. Breaking the Enigma code each day wasn't always successful. And R.V. Jones suggests that they were breaking the relevant key about one day in three. But 14th of November, unfortunately, is one of those days when they only cracked the relevant Enigma the following day. And so in hindsight, they were able to see that it was targeted on Coventry. Unfortunately, his book, although it was very popular and is still in print now, quite often is the way. The truth is less glamorous than the myth, you know, so the thing is still out there.
It is a complete myth. There's no information relevant to the attack. But it wasn't the sort of information that could have been reported as precise evidence. There were pointers to the fact there might be activity, no date or anything accurate like that. In fact, there were several such other incidents where Enigma traffic had referred to a future raid on somewhere or other in the UK. Those reports were really of no real intelligence value.
What Churchill could do, and one of the reasons we know he didn't know, if you like, is his policy was not to hide from air raids. He thought that his role as Prime Minister was to be seen to be taking the same risk as the population. So on the 14th of November, he's travelling up to Ditchley Park, where he was going for the weekend, and he got the impression from the information he was given that London would be bombed. And his reaction was to turn the car around and go back to London, because he didn't want the press to report that he was somewhere else when his capital got bombed. And actually, he drove back to London, sent his two aides down into the air raid shelters under Downing Street, telling them they were far too important to be injured, and then went on the roof himself of the Air Ministry to watch the raid, which is, you know, characteristic of Churchill, you know. So, yes, he was on the roof of the Air Ministry waiting for the bombers to turn up. So he wouldn't have been doing that if he thought the bombs were going to fall on Coventry.
There's much more on this story and more in the November episode of the Bletchley Park podcast, The Coventry Myth.